This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Bernice Leung taking place on December 11th, 1980, at downtown in Chinatown. Okay. Where were your parents from?
Oh, my mother was born in Canton City, and my dad was born here in, not here, but in San Jose, New Almaden, in the area of San Jose, New Almaden. I believe it was a Quicksilver mine in the time, during the period that his parents arrived.
Mm-hmm. What part of Canton was your mother from?
That I don't know. I think she said Canton City.
In Canton City.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how was it that you... Father met your mother.
My father was born here, and at the age of three, he was taken back to China with his three sisters. And then he stayed in China until he was about 12 and came back to the United States. He worked as a houseboy for a number of years, and then subsequently he worked at a restaurant as a cook at the age of 17. A very large restaurant in Fresno, California at the time, and became a very proficient cook and baker, etc. And I guess when he earned enough money, he decided to go back to China and get a wife, and this was around the age of 28 when he married my mom, who was about 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
then he brought her over.
Brought her over. I think he came back at the same time. I don't know whether... Well, being that he was an American citizen, I suppose he was allowed to bring her back at the same time. I don't really know. I believe that they came back together, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. the extent of that, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. And so you were born in Fresno?
I was born in Fresno, but we were living in Selma at the time. But Dad thought the best place to be born was in Fresno and the better hospitals in his mind. And uh-huh. the rest of it, let's see, my brother, who's older than I am, was also born in Fresno, and then I followed him. Then the rest of us were born in Selma, California. Have you ever heard of that town?
How do you spell that?
S-E-L-M-A.
S-E-L-M-A.
Mm-hmm. And I think at the time we were living there, it was about 7,000 in population, so it wasn't a very big town.
The many Chinese out there?
None at all. Mm-hmm. None uh-huh. at all. There were a lot of Japanese.
Uh-huh.
But we went to school, all of us... except for my two younger, my younger brother and my younger sister, they came to Fresno but to go to school, but the rest of us completed our education in Selma mm-hmm. Union High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did well in school, but we were not terribly inspired because we felt maybe a lot of prejudice because we were the only Chinese family. And we didn't want to be Japanese because we were Chinese.
Uh-huh. Right. When were you born?
I was born in 1917. That makes me pretty old, you see.
No. Uh-huh. And what did your father do after he married?
He had a restaurant business. He opened a... Now, this is before I was aware of that. My mom tells me these things. They opened a restaurant in Selma called U.S. Cafe, and he had four partners. Eventually, he bought them out, and then what happened? Oh, I went to the grocery business. This was sort of a delicatessen as well as he sold takeout foods, stews and salads and things like that, and it was a sort of a, as I recall, there was a butcher shop on one side, and my dad had the other side. He had all sorts of things that a grocery store would have. And it was a very good business, except that my father was not what you call a terribly good businessman. He was too kind-hearted. He was always letting people run bills up because they were not too rich, and eventually ended up with not too much.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a much better businesswoman. If he had trouble, she got him out of it. She was more thrifty than he was.
Was it a family business?
Yes, I would say it was. We did hire, I think we had one Caucasian woman helping us. We had two. We did have two, and also then we had one Chinese person help us with the grocery area section of it. And they were very, 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 they loved my dad. I mean, they really got along fine with him. He was, my father was a great guy. That's all there was to it. I mean, all our memories of him are just, that he was just the greatest guy there was. And I think this is something, when you feel that way about your parents, you know. Now, Mom, poor Mom, who did all the hard work, always sewed our clothes for us and everything, we didn't give her quite the attention that we should have, I don't believe. Well, fortunately, she's still alive, and we can make up for that. But Dad was, well, of course, he never spanked us. My mom did.
How old is your mother?
My mom is probably 85 today, 85 or 6 now. She's still living. And, well, this is another problem we had. Mom was anxious to learn English, so she spoke English to us. And we didn't care. Well, not only that, not exactly that, but my mom was an educated woman. She taught school in China. At 18, though, she got married, so I don't know how much school she, but she did teach Chinese, and she's a very, very smart woman. But in any event, she wanted to learn English, so this is why we lost all of our Chinese. We did know some Chinese when we were youngsters, but it all came back. It's not hard, is it, once you've had a basic.
So you and your brothers and sisters taught your mother English.
We didn't teach her, but she responded. We always, just when she asked us anything, we always responded in English, so eventually she got to speaking English. Not terribly good, but she thought it was very good.
Okay. So did your parents move to L.A.?
No, what happened was all of us were through school, so Dad felt there's just no future for us. And I think he was a little bit concerned. He was afraid we would marry Caucasians. Because my sister did have, she did go out with a Caucasian boy. He was a real nice boy. There was nothing wrong with him. But my dad was very concerned. He told the boy, he says, I don't want you to take my daughter out anymore. And it was just a friendship. I mean, they just went out to prom together, which was all right. I mean, she didn't have anybody to go with. So anyway, he decided that no matter how much she loved that little town, they all loved him. He was just Charlie to everybody. And, I have to go back a little bit. After we went into the restaurant business, too, after the grocery business, through one of his customers who mentioned that they were going to open the first indoor golf course in that area, and they also were going to have a restaurant, and they wanted to know if Dad would like to participate. Well, Dad thought that was a great idea. It was really a very lovely place, but indoor golf was not that popular, so eventually it just went down. And then about that time, I think it was in 34, depression hit very hard, and then Dad found himself sort of in debt, you know, but we got out of that all right. And then we moved to a smaller place, had another restaurant. So we felt that we just sort of had it with restaurants, and my dad said to me, don't ever go into the restaurant business, Bernice, because you're stuck with, you lose all your holidays, and you don't just have any fun at all, he said. Because prior to that, when we had the grocery store, he would take 2 weeks off, and we would go to San Francisco, which we really thought was the greatest place at all, place of all, you know.
Did you help out in the restaurant
business? I did. During the when the depression hit, I helped out at the restaurant. I went part-time to school. I was still going to school. And then I helped my dad. I wasn't the best waitress, but I tried.
Was it Chinese food?
No, we had American more than Chinese because Dad was a very, very good American cook. It was, I think we might have, as we moved to the other locality near the hotel, we did have chow mein and chop suey, those two items. Maybe egg foo young, I don't remember. But at that second restaurant, it was mostly family help. My brother and me, I believe. And my young sister back in the back cooking with my dad. And Mom made salads.
Did your parents ever leave Selma?
Oh, yes, yes. This was, I guess, I'm getting things somewhat confused, but after, and I mentioned about my father worrying about us. After all, we had graduated, and he thought there was no future in Selma for us, because there were no Oriental of this, that is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Fresno, and Dad worked at, it was a small restaurant, but it had gambling. My dad is a little bit strict about that. He was not very happy, but it was something to keep the family going until we could get on our feet, because mm-hmm. we just took off like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think within 6 months, he decided that he just couldn't stay there anymore. They were good to him, but he just didn't like gambling. Mm-hmm. And so he went to work at a grocery store. This open door, and he got a terrible cold, and he had double pneumonia. And so we were very young, and we didn't encourage him not to work. And so he had a friend that came in and decided, well, let's go into the restaurant business. Well, Mom didn't want him to do it, but he said, oh, yes. He said, that's what he liked to do. So he went back in the restaurant business. I think within 6 months he died. He had a heart attack. So then that left us to fend on our own, which was all right. We were very bitter because my father died.
I mean, how old were you at
the time?
Well,
see, I think I was about 18, 19 possibly. And so mother was, again, she said, well, we're going to pay off the house first. Dad did have some insurance for us, so he was thinking of us. And then she decided that all of us should go to work, which we did. My sister went to school. I went to work in a restaurant again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I became to be exposed to all the evils of the world. There was a bar next door, and I wasn't of age, but the bartender knew me there, and he was always said, well, please don't come in here. He said, just let me hand it to you, and, you know, and I would peek in. I could see all this sinful people dancing around. It uh-huh. wouldn't bother me today, but at that
right.
time I was very shocked. And
right.
uh-huh. And then my brother, of course, went to work too. And we, the two of us, my brother and I, who's older than we sort of sustained the family for a while. So that's what happened. And then,
did your mother work?
Or? No. Well, Mom would go to the, I think during the summer, she went to pack figs. She thought that was something she could contribute, and it wasn't easy work, but she didn't seem to mind it. She said there were a lot of Chinese ladies there, and she enjoyed being with them. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm surprised because my mom isn't what you call a real good mixer, you know, particularly since she's quite educated, and of course, you have to come down a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Okay, so you have one brother and one sister.
No, I have one brother and I have two sisters. I had two brothers two brothers and two sisters, and five of us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I have, my older brother is in the television business. He just recently retired. My younger brother died of cancer 2 years ago. He was a school teacher at Bullard High School in Fresno. Very well liked. And I think it was quite a tribute when the school raised a considerable sum of money because they felt he had a great deal of medical expenses to take care of. And they dedicated a baseball game to him. And they did all kinds of nice things for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was well liked. There was a beautiful article on him in the paper. Maybe my brother-in-law has a copy, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just really, we gave a party for him when we knew that there was just no hope. And he had a large tendency just, we felt it was just a great tribute to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a young sister who's the youngest of us all. She's married to a druggist in Fresno, and she is presently running a knit shop. She, a weaving shop. She has, she teaches
mm-hmm.
weaving
mm-hmm.
and is part of the Weavers Guild, and she has exhibits every year. And she was encouraged by my brother. She
mm-hmm.
she felt very lost in this thing because she's never had a lot of confidence. And this brother of mine who was the art teacher inspired her to do all these things. And
mm-hmm.
she's doing very well now
mm-hmm.
and gotten some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
She did this all after she was married because she was married at 16.
Uh-huh. Okay. What schools did you attend?
I went to, of course, Selma schools. First of all, I went to I think it was, well, I don't remember, Garfield School, then I went to Roosevelt High, then I went to, that was called, that was high school, that was Roosevelt, the in-between school, I guess it was from up to eighth grade, I guess. And then we went to high school, which was the Selma Union High School, that's where I graduated. I studied business, shorthand and typing mm-hmm. and all that type of thing, because we were told that was the most useful thing there was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved, and then, of course, at that time we thought there's no particular future for us in this. So I decided that, well, when we moved to Fresno, that there was nothing for me to do because I was already out of school. And my dad was still alive, and I didn't feel I had to work at that time. This mm-hmm. is when we learned to grow up after my dad died. We never did anything before that.
Uh-huh.
And so the girls that I met, they were all Chinese. They said, well, they said, if we're not doing anything, let's go to school. We'll go to Fresno Tech and brush up on our typing and shorthand so that in case there's something. So this is what we did, and I think, as I recall, what happened? Oh, my sister Gladys, she's younger than I am, about 2 years, a year and a half actually. She got married, so I then decided, well, I don't think I'm going to stay in this town forever either. I think I'll move too. So it gave me an opening because she lived in Los Angeles. So I came out then to, I guess I'd come to Los Angeles before that, and I liked it. And I liked the life, and it felt like that I was acceptable here. As you can see, I don't look terribly Chinese. And when I first moved to Fresno, people would all say I was of Spanish descent, and I resented that because we had too many at Selma, and I didn't get along with them anyway.
Uh-huh.
And when I came to Los Angeles, I didn't get the same feeling. They always said, well, gee, you know, they thought I was all right, which,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh.
So they accepted me, and I thought, well, that was a nice place to go. And so I came up here, and I liked it, but I had to go back because, I worked for the Navy for about 6 months, but my brothers all got drafted in the war, so I had to go back to Fresno and take care of my mom because she's the only one, except for my young sister. So I went back to Fresno, and this is very jumbled because I keep thinking of things.
Mm-hmm. So when was it that you came to L.A.?
In 41 I came officially and stayed. And we're going back to Fresno, and then I said to my sister, if there's anything that you know of that's a good job, let me know because I want to come back here as soon as the boys come back. So my brother-in-law, he works with the studios. He was working at first for a recording studio, and they recorded a lot of the stars when they'd come in and do little short ads and things like that, like advertisements, or sometimes I think they did a special program, I've forgotten what it was. Anyway, there was this Oda Munson that came in, and she wanted to know if Paul, which is my brother-in-law, knew of any Chinese person who might like to work. Well, that to me sounded like a real glamour job. She was the one that was Bill Watlin in Gone with the Wind.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that sounds terrific. I think I'd like to accept that job. And so I went to be her secretary for about 2 years. And what happened was she was building a house, and she built a room for me. Well, I didn't want to stay like that, you know. So uh-huh. when she went to New York on her yearly trip, she always went to New York. I wrote a letter and told her I wasn't coming back because I didn't want to live there.
Uh-huh.
But what she had planned for me was something like a lifetime companion, and that just wasn't my thing, you know.
Uh-huh. So what happened after that?
Well, then I went to work again. Let's see, where did I go to work? I went to civil service. I worked for civil service about 5 years. This was during the war now. And
which branch?
I went to the Army. I was working for the U.S. Army for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, but this is, I'm backtracking again because this was prior to my, wait a minute, I'm a little confusing. Well, anyway, this was when my brothers were in the service, so I'm getting things a little bit confused here. But I worked 5 years, and then I came back up here and worked for the Department of Agriculture for about 6 months, and then I worked for Western Auto. You ever worked for Western Auto Supplies for about 2 years as a secretary? When I first came to work there, I understand there was a big discussion among the executives because they never hired a Chinese person before. Isn't that something?
Mm.
The Midwesterners, that's
and
why.
And this
they
was.
This was
19, did you say after the 40, war?
Yeah, 47, I would believe. In that period there, down here on Levinson Graham. And I didn't know that. It was a very measly salary. And I couldn't understand why they made such a big deal of hiring an Oriental when the salary wasn't that good.
How did you know? Did they tell you that they
Well, the man that hired me, he had been exposed to Orientals before. His wife worked with Orientals in the Bank of America. So he knew that they were fairly good workers. So he hired me, and then he told me about it. And then some of the girls subsequently said to me, did you know that they had a big meeting about you? I said, oh, my God. I said, what for? I said, you know, it isn't very much money they're paying, I said. Uh-huh. And I felt it rather rewarding because within 6 months, these big wheels would come by and say, do you know of any Chinese girl that would like to work for me? I need a new secretary. I said, well, not for the kind of salary you offer. I thought they had it coming to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then, too, then after that, they sold out, and I had two offers to go someplace else. But that's when I came to Mr. Hong.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hong, let's see, 40... 53 is when
53?
I came to town. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In the interim, I had also worked for an engineering firm for about 2 years, too. But I had a personality clash there, so I just quit.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that if you worked in many Caucasian places during the time that I was growing up, if you just did a little bit better, there was always an amount of enviousness or something. They always tried to undermine you in some way. And I don't think this happens anymore. Maybe it still does. I don't know. Because mm-hmm. I haven't worked for a quotation firm for a good many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the extent of my...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know it's very jumbled. Because
no, it's mm-hmm. difficult, too, mm-hmm. I know, for when you're dealing with so many mm-hmm. years. Okay. So how would you answer the question as far as languages spoken at home with your parents?
With my parents? You're talking about, would I speak Chinese or would I speak English?
Right.
It would be English mostly. I speak Chinese to my mother, but my mother responds in English.
Yeah, that was strange. Mostly, it was usually the other way around.
Because my mom wanted to learn English. I purposely, because to me, Chinese is a new language. And I feel that, see, prior to that, we'd always spoken English. Well, my working here has brought all my Chinese back to me. And so I wanted my mom to speak Chinese because I think she should know her Chinese. She does know it, but she wants to show off her English.
Uh-huh. So was it Samyup or Sayup?
Samyup. My mom speaks Samyup.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. What language did you use outside of the home?
When you're talking about outside of in business, of course, where I work now, it has to be strictly Chinese. I answer the phones in English. But to your customers, who are most all Chinese, you have to speak Chinese, right?
You mean in which business?
Well, I'm talking about the savings and loans.
Oh, the savings and loans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But ordinarily, if I were just to converse with somebody, it would be in English.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the most normal thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Even in when you were younger?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you live when you first came to L.A.?
I lived on 31st Street. I don't remember the exact address. That was where my sister lived.
Mm-hmm.
There's an apartment on West 31st, I believe, near USC.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you live after that in L.A.?
Oh, let me see. Well, I guess I got married, and I live now in Cypress Park area.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
1947.
Uh-huh. And your husband's name?
Elmer.
Elmer Leo.
Mm-hmm. Elmer Eugene.
Uh-huh. Okay. So after you got married, you've lived inside. You lived in.
Yeah, we've lived there for ever since we got married.
Since 47. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any children?
No children.
Uh-huh. Okay. What does your husband do?
Oh, well, he's ill. He isn't doing anything. We had a restaurant business for many, many years. After the restaurant closed, we just decided we weren't going to work there anymore. Then he went to the post office, worked there just about 5 years, I think. Then he got sick, so he hasn't been working since.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Su Chow.
And was that right in Chinatown?
Yeah, right down the street here, not too far.
On which street?
On Jinling, not Jinling, Zhengjing Road. Uh-huh. Zhengjing Road, that's just the one over from Jinling,
uh-huh.
Running the same direction.
Uh-huh. And how long did you have that restaurant?
Well, let me see. I don't remember. I guess we closed down maybe about 10 years ago, if I recall correctly.
So you've had it from about 47 until...
Oh, they had it way before that.
Oh, he had it before you got
married. That is... Well, it actually was a family restaurant. So the typical Chinese restaurant, everybody pitches in and gets their meals.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you help out at the restaurant,
oh,
too?
Yes, I did.
It was a family...
Yes, uh-huh. I was hostess, waitress, and dishwasher, if it had to be, no matter what. Whenever we got short of help, we pitch in.
Uh-huh.
All of the family. They were a wonderful family, real nice family.
Mm-hmm.
Very cooperative in all ways, and they were very good to me. It was hard for me at first because my husband's mother was very straight-laced. She's really from the old school, and religious, and I think she did not approve of me all at first, but we got along very well afterwards, and I found that she was a very, very nice person, mm-hmm. that I didn't really have to be concerned.
Where was your husband from?
My husband was born here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In
L.A.? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he's a true Los Angeles person.
Right. Okay. Did you miss the place where you were born? You know, the Fresno, Selma area?
No, not at first. Now when I go back to Fresno, I enjoy it, and I want to stay there a little bit longer, but my work doesn't let me do that. Selma, I was glad to go away from there. I felt it was just prejudice all around, and yet my dad thought it was wonderful because he was different from us, I guess. He was just a sparkling personality, and everybody loved him. It was just a reflection of his love for them or something, but to us, I think we felt maybe it was built up within ourselves, I really don't know, except that we always felt that it was prejudice, maybe because we didn't feel that we really belonged, I don't know, but that was our feeling. I was glad to go away from it, but I did go back to a couple of class reunions, and I still felt the feeling that I didn't really belong, but it wasn't because of the people, because they were extremely nice. It was mm-hmm. just that I still got that own feeling when I was a young person.
Is it because I think, do you feel more Chinese
I guess
than American?
So. I would say now I feel very much Chinese. I don't feel, you know, the only thing that I can speak the language better than some of the Chinese here, that's all. And my exposure at the East-West there is just all Chinese-speaking persons. There's only about two or three of us that are native-born, so that I find it kind of fun that I can communicate with them. Mm-hmm. They laugh at me. I make mistakes, but that's all right. I don't care because I'm learning.
Right.
Every time I make a mistake, they laugh and they'll tell me how to say it right or something. But I'm doing fine. I mean, some of these people that come in, these elderly ladies, will say, "Oh, now hey, I'm going lay." I says, "Myla, oh, you speak so good Chinese." And that just tickles me because what little I know is apparently very good.
Uh-huh.
But they haven't gone in-depth Chinese, so I'm all right. Well, it's like because our Chinese, we just learned with my mom, huh? And so my mother always called a counter, "Yat kei." So people would say, "Yangbo yat leka." And I would look at them in great puzzlement because I didn't know what it was. So I thought, well, it's just about December. I said, "Oh, chow yao lei." And then I ran over to ask Nora. I said, "What does that mean?"
Oh, she said, you said the right thing. That's the calendar, she said. And then another day, a lady called up and said, Yomo Chin Ang Chin Ang Maya. I said, Jomiango Tim, don't you? And then she said, you know, Jong Gan Ye. And then, of course, it was simple. I knew it had to be a bang. So I said, oh, yeah, yeah. So this is the way I learned my Chinese. I just kind of feel around, grope around. I used to get mixed up and send people to loans when they should be going to savings. But then afterwards, this Nora, she was very dear. One of the girls over there, she said, Bernice, next time they ask about it, you send them over there, not here, you know?
Right.
So they've been real helpful.
Do you still speak Chinese with your mother?
Yes, I still do, but she still answers me in English.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever heard her respond to me in Chinese. I've always used Chinese with her since I speak it better than she does now, I think.
That's funny.
But my mom, she's always reading her...